Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I used to wear my superhero cape with pride. I mean, metaphorically, I didn't really have a superhero cape. We didn't have a dressing up box growing up. But I thought I had to be perfect. I hated being wrong. I tried to avoid judgment and criticism. And unconsciously, I was wearing this superhero cape to try and always be perfect. That's exhausting. I didn't realise how much tension I was holding in my mind and my body as a result of this persona, this capable, perfect human being. When we put that, take our cape off, we realise we don't need to wear it. When we know we're okay and we're loved for who we are as a human being, we can relax into life. We can bring more ease and flow into our minds and our bodies. In this episode, explore how we can do that. I was in my mid-30s and I remember talking to someone about my childhood, and I said, yeah, my mum was an alcoholic, or still was back then, but it hasn't affected me. And as I said those words, in the back of my mind, I thought, is that true? Is that true? I do believe it's completely possible, but unlikely, but absolutely possible. I don't believe our childhood defines us 100%. Of course, it does define us in many ways. It can define us in many ways. But I know people have very horrific childhood experiences. They're very balanced and grounded. But as I said that, that hasn't affected me. Back in my mind, I just knew I wasn't being completely honest with myself. And looking back, I can see how unconsciously I was living this way of I'll be okay when, or I'll be okay if, constantly striving towards the next thing that I thought would give me maybe security, peace of mind, happiness. And that's what made me think I was okay, because I was okay, but it wasn't sustainable. And it wasn't genuine peace and happiness and contentment. I was living from a place of fear of not being okay, but I was working really hard to put the circumstances in place. I thought I needed to be okay. And I think genuine okayness is knowing you're okay whatever happens. You're not needing any external circumstances to feel okay on the inside, to feel secure or happy or complete. Something wrong. We're creative beings. We're designed to create amazing things in this world and achieve things in this world. But I think it's more sustainable when it's a place of I'm okay whatever happens, and we feel inspired to create those things rather than unconscious thing we need them for a sense of reassurance or okayness. But that little phrase sowed a seed, and I realized maybe I was running away from feelings and thoughts from childhood. I don't believe to weep and wail to let an emotion go, but I realised that I was probably avoiding emotions, and that's probably not helpful. So I took myself into a silent retreat. I'd never done anything like that before, but I was really clear what I needed. I needed just to be with myself. I didn't want any input. I needed a space where there was no distraction. So I went to a place where there was no internet, no signal. I was fed and watered. And she went to a convent and lived with a bunch of eccentric nuns for a week, and it was an incredible experience because it allowed space for stuff to come up. And I did actually cry a lot over that week, a lot of pain and emotion from past, where part of me actually recognised part of me didn't feel truly loved for who I was. I was constantly trying to prove my worthiness, my lovability. I think I was scared of my world falling apart. I was scared of feeling those feelings. So I thought if I feel those feelings, I might fall into this big pit and never come out. And I thought it just wasn't helpful. I thought negative feelings and thoughts are just not helpful. For a long time in life, I didn't have an argument because I avoided conflict. I thought it wasn't helpful. But actually, avoiding conflict is even more unhelpful because a lot of things don't get said or dealt with. And that can be even more destructive than having an argument. An argument is a valid form of communication as long as you're fighting to get back into connection, fighting to understand each other. So this, the whole kind of journey, exploration really helped me, I'd say, change my relationship with my emotions, to begin to have a more healthy relationship with my emotions. I think beforehand I tried to be a superhero. A lot of people thought, especially at work, thought it was great, I can get along with all sorts of people, nothing gets me annoyed. But who was the real me and all that? I was trying to wear this suit of being capable, this suit of being likable. I was a yes man. Well, who was the real me in all that? Who's the real me under this superhero cape? And it helped me realise that I have thoughts and feelings and that's okay. And genuine love is being loved for who I am, warts and all. Doesn't mean I don't make an effort to try and be the best version I can and be very kind and loving to my friends and loved ones. But I'm human. I make mistakes. And sometimes I find it hard to accept that. Sometimes I find it hard to accept I make mistakes, particularly with those closest to me, even my wife. The part of me is still scared of rejection, even being after married 26 years. The little boy in me sometimes is scared of rejection. And that part of me doesn't want to make a mistake, wants to be perfect, tries to be the superhero. I think I've learnt, or still learning, learnt a lot and still learning, that we're not superheroes, we're humans. And that's okay. I commit to making a mistake and I'm no less of a valid, loving, worthy human being. I don't need to be perfect. I don't need to prove myself. I can be loved for who I am. I've been learning to love all parts of me. All parts of me are loved and welcome. Even the part of me that thinks I need to be a superhero is loved and welcome. My fear, my anger, my guilt, my sadness. All these parts of me that try to serve me in some way, but just misguided. They have childlike thinking, misunderstandings. But they're loved and they're welcome. And more I accept these parts of me, they quieten, they soften, and they allow the real me to get back into the driving seat. So we don't need to wear our superhero capes. We don't need to be superhuman. We can fail and still know we're okay. We can fail and that's cool. It's part of life. And in fact, if we're not failing, we're not really learning. Like a toddler, how many times does a toddler fail in their journey to learn to walk? They don't give up. They don't judge themselves from it. They don't think they're a lesser human being because they take longer to learn to walk than other toddlers. They're just doing their journey and that's okay. Aren't they perfect and unique as they are? Warts and all. No one's perfect. Our soul is perfect, but our humanness is messy. Because our humanness is the stuff we learn from people around us, from society. One of the things I learned was that big boys don't cry. That's what I learned from society growing up in the 70s and 80s. That didn't serve me. One thing I learned watching my mum's behaviour was I'm only okay, I'm only safe and loved if she is not upset, if I don't upset her. I need to make her sure she's happy. It's not true. It's an innocent misunderstanding from a hang-up of our mammalian brain that thinks our survival is dependent on being an accepted member of the tribe. So our humanness and these misunderstandings, these things we pick up that aren't truth, aren't reality, they're plausible and they're realistic, but not our soul's truth. Our soul knows we're okay for who we are. That's the place we might touch at times when we feel content. That's the place we may touch in times of flow. When we're just going about our day feeling good, we're not particularly thinking anything. We're living what I call more inside out, connected to our truth, our instinct, our intuition, our wisdom. I'd say that's who we really are. We have this humanness. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, and that's okay. The more we understand our human experience, what it is, we can hold it more lightly. We can know we're okay whether we feel okay or not. We can stop striving to be okay, to prove ourselves. We can take our superhero capes off and know we're loved for who we are.